From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. One day before California lawmakers are scheduled to decide whether to raise fuel taxes and vehicle fees to pay for road repairs, Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders are still looking for votes. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
It takes 27 senators and 54 assembly members to hit the two-thirds supermajorities required to raise taxes and fees. And it's clear backers of the transportation funding deal don't yet have the votes.
It's probably the highest tax increase in the history of California that the legislature will act on. So yeah, it's a tough vote.
That's the only Republican who signaled he's open to the bill, Senator Anthony Cannella of Ceres, who as of yesterday was a flat no. He's fighting for a commuter rail project to connect Silicon Valley and his Central Valley district. There's money that could go to that project in the bill, but Cannella wants it named specifically so his region doesn't lose out to the Bay Area and Southern California.
I could not have been more clear. My language is out there. I have op-eds out there. I have interviews out there. Nobody can say they did not know where I was. And so it's unfortunate about this deadline. But you know, in order for me to take this vote, which I'm willing to take this vote, there needs to be things in there that are important to my district as well.
Many Democrats have their own demands, and outside interests from environmental groups to the agriculture industry are fighting to kill the bill, too. Backers can't afford to lose any support. Even if Cannella votes yes, they'll still need I votes from all but one Democrat in the Senate and the Assembly. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Californians may soon be able to choose a third gender when filling out government documents, such as driver's licenses and birth certificates. The Gender Recognition Act, co-authored by Senators Tony Atkins and Scott Wiener, would allow people to identify as non-binary. Under the bill, people would no longer have to undergo treatment or gain approval from the court to change their gender on documents. The act was presented Tuesday in a Senate hearing. The California Family Council is opposed to the bill. The organization says there are only two genders, male and female. You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. Consider donating during our spring fundraiser. That's easy to do at donate.krcb.org. And that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.